we are happy to have this man on the show, one of our favorite players in this National Hockey League. He is, of course, a former rookie sensation, now a Wiley veteran. He is Jeff Skinner of the Carolina Hurricanes, and he joins us now. Mr. Skinner, welcome to the Marek Wyszynski podcast, sir. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You know, Greg kind of touched on something there, Jeff, a second ago. Does it feel, because we can all recall, you know, in that Taylor Tyler draft, you know, one of the great finds, the Carolina Hurricanes scooping you up at 7, and bingo, right away you're into the NHL. Does it feel, I mean, because it feels, I think, to a lot of people that you've been around since forever, but you're only 22 years old.
Yeah, it's weird. Coming in this year, I felt sort of a little bit older, telling everyone I'm going into my fifth year, but it goes by fast, I think, and still learning, so hopefully I can keep going for a few more years.
Now, Jeff, the first month of the season for the Carolina Hurricanes was not a good month. Were you confident during that stretch, though, that things could turn around pretty quickly for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I think we run into a little bit of adversity early in the year, and everything kind of snowballed, and we couldn't find our first win for a while, and I think the longer it went, the tougher it got on us. And then once we got that first win, I think we got some confidence, and we started to roll from there. So once you get that first one, it sort of eases the pressure a little bit off the team, and then we were able to string a few together, and hopefully we can keep the good thing going.
You know, the old cliche, Jeff, is, I'm sure you've heard a million times, you can tell when a team is coming out of a slump when they lose games they should have won. And conversely, you know, when you're going into a slump, when you win games that you should. I go back a couple of weeks, a pair of games, the Winnipeg game and the Calgary game, to me seemed like the darkest days for the Carolina Hurricanes. And then a better effort against Edmonton and a really good effort against the Vancouver Canucks. And then you beat Arizona, and then you defeat the Stanley Cup champions. What changed between the Calgary game and that Edmonton game when you guys really first started, even though you lost the Edmonton and Vancouver games? It seemed as if at that point you guys really started to turn things around on the year.
Yeah, I think obviously that wasn't what we wanted to do. We win the Calgary. We didn't have our best game. And I think we turned around the next night. I think that was pretty nice for us to play the next night in Edmonton, and had a little bit of a better effort. And then going to that Vancouver game, we got Stalzy back, which was a big boost for us. And again, we just everything seemed to sort of go wrong. We couldn't find that bounce to get us a win. And then we sort of stuck with it. I think that's the big thing, is you got to be persistent and mentally strong. And as a team, I thought we did a good job of sticking with what we wanted to do, and it paid off for us in that Arizona game.
So what has Bill Peters brought to the table as your coach? I mean, anything demonstrably different that he's doing versus previous regime as far as strategy and stuff like that?
I think obviously anytime a new coach comes in, they have their own ideas, their own systems. And we implemented those in training camp. And, I think he obviously is a smart hockey guy. He knows the game. He likes to sort of teach the game. And, I think he's really detailed, and, it sort of rubbed off on our team. I think we've paid attention to details and playing hard hockey right now, so it's a nice feeling in the room right now.
Let's Jeff, let's stick with Bill Peters here for a couple of seconds, because I'm fascinated with this guy. And you mentioned detail, and you know, I heard the stories about, I think it was after or before the LA game, where he's got the tape measure out and he's measuring where the boards are for line changes. And it wouldn't surprise me if that door somehow changes at some point this year from where it is underneath the blue line. I know Scotty Bowman used to practice line changes with the Montreal Canadiens significantly. And I can't think of a team other than yours that practices line changes as much. When was the last time, Jeff, you actually practiced line changes as much as you do with Bill Peters?
I can't really remember. I think obviously that's sort of something that he prides himself on, being detailed. And that's one of those little details of the game that, If you can pick up an inch or a step off the bench, then it allows you to create more space and time out there for yourself. So, yeah, it's just again, it's sort of, I think who he is as a coach is to sort of look at all those little details that sometimes are overlooked. And, I think the team benefits from that.
Jeff Skinner, Jeff Merrick and I are frankly tired of you getting concussions. We want you to be healthy. we want you to be one of the best young players in this league. It's scary times, man. It's happened to you more than a few times in your career. Have you at all had to change your game? Like, have you given any thoughts to not going to certain areas of the ice now? Other players have talked about that openly that have gone through this concussion thing like you have. Like, has it affected your game at all?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that as you grow older, I think anytime you go through the league, you play more years and you become more mature as a person, a player. You learn different things and pick up different tips. And I think that I have sort of changed the way. I think that there's certain risks you can take on the ice and certain areas of the ice where you don't really have to take those risks, and certain times of the game where you don't have to sort of put yourself in a vulnerable position. I think as you grow older and as you mature, I think that you sort of learn those areas and those situations a little bit better. So I think that over the last few years, I think that I've done a better job of being more aware of those kinds of things. I think obviously no one wants to get hurt. But it's a physical game, and sometimes injuries happen. But I think that as I grow older, I think you should learn little different ways to avoid them as best you can.
You know, speaking
and Jeff,
of,
sorry. As a follow up on that one, like, have your thoughts about player safety changed since you were a rookie? Now that you've gone through this and had a few concussions, like, have you been maybe a bit more thinking that the NHL needs to be more vigilant about headshots, maybe longer suspension, stuff like that? Or do you think that they're doing a pretty good job insofar as player safety when it comes to concussions?
Yeah, I think the league does a good job. I think that they obviously people are more aware of it now than they have been in the past. I think that medical staff does a better job of making sure things are taken care of. And I don't think that you like to think as a player that nobody's out there trying to hurt people. I think that everyone's out there trying to have a career, and they don't want to really end anyone else's or hurt someone else. So, but I think that the league has done a great job of taking the steps to improving the safety of the game and the handling of injuries and concussions specifically.
First of all, Jeff, we should have congratulated you off the top. Congratulations on goal number 100 in the NHL. That is a fantastic achievement and looks fine on your resume. Getting back to the nature of the game right now, you know, one of the great performances of recent note in the OHL was your performance in your draft year in 2010, playing with the Kitchener Rangers. That year ultimately ended against the Windsor Spitfires. But nonetheless, you were, you know, Jeff, at times a one-man wrecking crew. And you weren't the biggest guy on the ice either by any stretch of the imagination. You were probably the fastest and the most aggressive and the hungriest from either team, either Kitchener or Windsor. But what did you... Because it seemed as if, you know, like I mentioned, you're like a bowling ball out there, and you didn't matter whether you were the ball or you were the pin. You were going to score goals, and you were going to fill the net. What did you take from that experience into the NHL and say, okay, I could do this in junior, but I can't do this in the NHL?
Yeah, I think that anytime you sort of make a step like that from junior to the NHL or to pro hockey in general, there's always going to be an adjustment just because of the fact that guys are bigger, guys are faster and stronger, and there's not as much time and space out there as there is in sort of lower levels growing up to make plays out there. So I think that anytime you move up, there's adjustments. You try to make them as fast as you can and as smooth as you can, and try and learn the game as fast as you can so that you can sort of adjust with a different pace or speed of the game.
All right, Jeff, I have three lightning round questions about Raleigh for you. because I'm curious about what life is like for you in Raleigh because you've been there for a bit. Question number one, have you been to a NASCAR race?
No, I haven't. I have to, though. It's big here, but I haven't been to one yet.
Question two, have you met Cam Newton?
No, I haven't. No, they're in Charlotte, so it's a couple hours away, but no, I haven't met him.
I like your geographic answer for that, by the way. It's a very good yeah. It's just, you know, the state. And the third one, and I'm genuinely curious about this. So obviously you're a professional athlete. Your body is a well-oiled machine. It's a fine-tuned machine, the whole thing. You have to be careful about what you put inside your body. Are you a fan of Carolina barbecue?
Yeah. It's pretty good. I think that I'm not much of a barbecue sort of fan overall, but I think that I set the bar pretty high when I have the barbecue from Carolina. Obviously, it's pretty good. Pretty far up there in the on the scale of barbecue. So I've had it not too much, but it's pretty good.
Well, you don't want to have too much of it. Yes, I mean you will not be able to skate well if you have too much.
No,
it'll just be weighted down.
Indeed. Hey, you know what, though? And this is the last one for me, Jeff, and thanks for your time and continued success in the NHL in this season under Bill Peters. A lot of the initial stories when you joined the NHL, speaking of skating, was about the figure skating background that you had. Do you feel in some ways vindicated now that here we are, you know, 5 years later, and a lot of younger hockey players, whether it's just, you know, getting a figure skating instructor to help them with edge work, or whether it's the Maple Leafs with Barbara Underhill, a former professional figure skater, as their figure skating coach. Do you somehow feel vindicated in that, you know what, in a lot of ways, even though figure skating has made its way into the NHL at certain points, now when you say a hockey player is getting figure skating instruction, nobody snickers anymore. Do you feel a certain vindication about that?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I think that it wasn't sort of how I looked at it growing up. I think that my parents just put me in it, and I thought it was fun, and it sort of on the side helped my hockey. I think as I was growing up and developing, it helped me as a skater on the hockey side. So I do remember taking a couple little trips growing up about it, but it never seemed to bother me too much. But it is pretty cool seeing young guys and hearing about young hockey players now taking lessons or spending time figure skating, because it's sort of something that I was fortunate enough to do, and maybe caused a little bit more stress on parents and having to take people to the rink a little bit more, but it's something that definitely benefited me. So I'm pretty grateful for my parents to put me through that.
It's so funny because I've got a friend of mine. I just live a little bit north of where you grew up. I'm just in Stouffville on the border with Uxbridge. And a good friend of mine now, his kid's 14 years old, and now he just got a figure skating instructor to help him work on his edges, and it's $200 an hour. So on behalf of my friend Bob, thanks, Jeff, for starting this revolution in the NHL. It's not going to cost him upward of $800 a month for his kid. So there you go, yeah. Skinner. Well done.
It's my parents' fault. I think they were crazy enough to do it, so...
That's awesome.
Jeff Skinner, thank you for joining us. Continued success to the Carolina Hurricanes in that wacky metropolitan division. And we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.